So let's jump into, I'm about to get these announcements done, but let's start with the elephant in the room, which is what happened to Discord on Friday. What was it, Friday morning? Yeah, Friday morning. We saw a hack in Discord. One of the administrators' accounts got hacked, and then that led to the hacker being able to give themselves basically full, you know, God mode power over the server. It was, you know, the one thing is, like, if you know, the server owner account gets hacked, that's a much bigger deal, because then they can delete the whole server. So I guess the good news is, you know, it was an administrator level attack, which meant that they were able to change channels, and they were able to put out an announcement and tag everyone. The good news is that we caught it right away, like literally within minutes, and we were able to kind of shut it down. And within 3 hours, we were fully cleaned out and back up and running. The only thing affected was Discord. And basically the attacker put out a link to try to like get crypto wallet keys. And I think the final tally of what they were able to get is $40, probably not even making back the server costs of running whatever they did to run the hack. So there's some good news on that front, is that the you know, the Leo Finance community is pretty well informed on crypto. And I think the vast majority of people saw an announcement like that and instantly knew that it was a scam. My DMs, within like probably 30 seconds of the attack, my DMs were filled with people saying that something's not right in Discord. And then, you know, I got on top of it and we were able to clear it out. I had a lot of help. Bala, a lot of you guys know him. He jumped in right away to help me kind of clear everything out, because it's kind of a lot of work to start trying to figure out who the hackers are and what accounts they're logged into. And we basically had to ban a bunch of different accounts, and the hacker started banning people who were sounding the alarms and saying not to click links. They were basically insta-banning people. Most of you are listening to this, you probably already unbanned from Discord, but if you're listening to this, maybe the recording or something, and you're banned on the Leo Finance Discord, it's most likely because, you know, maybe the hacker thought you were a threat to sounding the alarms, and you're still banned. So just reach out to me or Eric or Leo Growth on Discord, and we'll get you unbanned and back in Discord. The kind of key driving points is that it was a pretty minimal damage attack. You know, we didn't see like the whole thing explode, and we didn't lose the server. So I think that's the good news. Not a lot of money was lost. And if any money was lost, you know, we'll refund it and help you guys out. But like I said, you know, about $40 lost from whatever we were able to tally up from the hacker's address. So, and if anyone's wondering who the hacker was, it was some big conglomerate, and they run hacks on all sorts of Discord servers in the same way on every single server. You know, if you look at their wallet, that, you know, they definitely do this a lot. It's a pretty regular, pretty much daily thing for them.
A problem with society right now, like people, like literally, like what you said, it was like, it's literally like a business.
Literally, yeah.
Like, it, like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I hack Discord servers. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is the problem with society. Like, this is what I've been talking about in terms of like the technological like shift and like the changing of like, you know, people growing up with technology and how everything's like, how do I basically beat the game? Everything's just like, how do I beat the game? And it's like, well, I'm just beating the game. It's like, no, you're like being an asshole. Like, like integrity just keeps shrinking, you know? And like, whatever, maybe I sound old school, but like when I grew up, you know, it was like, there was that thing like, oh, don't be a sellout. Right. And in ways it's, you know, a negative because it limited you, so to speak. But on the flip side, there was positives to it because like you were sort of a better person. And, you know, it's like, what the F? It just baffles me. So, but I mean, the good news is that when they're going through that P&L and looking at, you know, profitable endeavors, the Leo Finance Discord server will not basically prove as a profitable venture because
right.
The hours and work they put in to get 40 whole dollars. Well, you know what? Go F yourself. In fact, seriously, like, I'd like to invite that conglomerate to my basketball game. Come play ball with us. It'll be fun. Especially like last night. That was a good time. See how long you last.
No, I'm with you. There's like this societal thing right now. I feel like COVID made it a lot worse too. You know, like people stealing like cars and catalytic converters and, you know, just general like storefront thefts and stuff. I mean, it's just like society kind of feels like it's going to shit, like almost like a, you know, the Purge movie. Like it's actually crazy to see. And in certain cities, like, you know, one that's obviously relevant to me, like in Chicago, like the new rules and shit is like cops can barely even do anything about crime right now. They can't really chase people. They can't, you know, like if you start running, they're not supposed to chase you. It's like, it's crazy. And there's certain townships you can go through. And if you're being chased by a police car, you can just keep driving. And if you keep driving long enough, they're not allowed to do a car pursuit. It's like the Wild West in certain places. And it's just like, you're seeing that on the internet too, where it's just, everything is a scam. Everything's, you know, rampant. And, you know, there, nobody's really seems to be doing much about it. So, you know, with this whole Discord thing, it kind of seems, you know, whether you're looking at Discord or society more broadly, I think what the thesis is that we're, you know, we're kind of on our own to have our own security and our own methods for doing things. And one thing that this hack did for us is that actually Eric and I had been planning on doing pretty much a full-scale delete of all the different channels and just relaunching everything. Because I told Eric a few times that I wasn't super happy with the Discord server, and I felt like we could do a lot better. And especially now, if you've been watching, there's something really interesting going on where, you know, like everybody seems to be coming to Discord. It's like the new thing. You know, companies have Discord. You know, I saw that a bunch of YouTubers, like from like old school YouTubers, are starting to have Discords, like fitness YouTubers, people like that. And it just seems that there's a lot more people and activity on Discord lately. You know, I haven't looked at any like monthly active user accounts for Discord, but I'm sure it's up a lot and it keeps growing. It definitely seems like Discord is kind of becoming a mainstay social media platform. So I've kind of spent some time in other Discord servers and I've looked at stuff and I'm like, oh, wow, this looks cool. And seems to be a lot more that we could leverage in terms of Discord, especially because we got a big user base on here already, and definitely a lot more that we can do. So this hack, basically what happened was they deleted all the channels. So we lost every channel on Discord. You know, we basically took that opportunity to kind of fast forward all of our goals on basically relaunching Discord and making it better. So obviously you guys all know that the Discord server looks a lot different now than it used to. Eric's done a really good job of setting all this stuff up and making it a lot better. So we've done a lot more integrations. We have a lot more organization in terms of channels and drop downs and stuff. And then on top of that, we also put in a lot of different security methods. So you might have seen a few of them when you had to rejoin Discord. You actually have to, if you only see like some small amount of channels, you actually have to go to this channel called Read This. And it gives you basically four different warnings that you have to read. And then you have to just react to that message that you're basically saying that you read it. And then once you do that, you get access to all the channels and you get a role that says that you can access all the different channels, kind of like the Wensoon channel that we're in right now. You know, we've added all these different security methods. We've got basically like this watchtower security model now where, you know, if something suspicious starts to happen, it'll actually lock the whole server down and stop any changes from happening and messages from being sent. So there's a lot of things that we implemented to prevent, you know, stuff like this from happening in the future. And also just better security overall, along with just, you know, a cleaner, you know, more usable server. There's way more channels now than there even used to be. So there's kind of a double-edged sword to events like this. And, you know, one bad thing was that obviously it got hacked and that's not a good look for us, on Discord. But, the good news is that we took the opportunity to clean slate everything and rebuild it better. So, like I said, I'm pretty happy with where we're at now. We also have language channels, and we updated a lot of stuff with the tech support ticket system. So, you know, we've been working hard on all that stuff. Yeah, so that's pretty much it on the Discord front. We've got everything looking a lot better now. Yeah, there's a Spanish channel now, Crypto Geek. So yeah, and then there's like leaderboards and other cool stuff, and there's going to be a lot more cool stuff coming. So I think what you're going to see is that we're going to start spending a lot more time on making the Discord better, making it more user-friendly and engaging to use. Taskmaster posted in the Threadcast that Discord's user base is expected to grow up to 196.2 million monthly active users and 514 million registered users in 2023, which is double since 2019. So yeah, Discord's been growing, definitely growing. I think it's going to continue to grow, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, Discord's here to stay, and and kind of take over.
That makes sense. A lot of people, I mean, like even, you know, my my day trading buddy that has his whole stock trading community, they're originally like on Slack. And then as it started to grow, I was like, dude, you got to switch to Discord. It's 10 times better. And he moved over to Discord like a year and a half ago. And not only, you know, has his community grown a lot, but he's just like, this is so much better. He's like, I have so many more options and controls and just everything.
Yeah. Some also kind of related, I guess this has been a big question. Will we move to Peak D chat, or is Leo planning a messaging app in the future? I mean, with Threads, you know, the idea is that you put all these messages on chain and all this engagement on chain. I know Taskmaster is a big proponent of like stop all the Discord chat and put it on Threads, because, you know, it's, you know, you can have the same conversations that you're having on Discord on Threads. And I tend to agree with that line of thinking. I mean, Discord's useful for some stuff. It's very useful for like real time chatting and messaging and, you know, having these channels and these bots that can do all sorts of different tasks for you. But at the end of the day, Threads, you know, our goal is to get engagement onto Threads. On Twitter, there's a lot of people that have really cool conversations, and it's a public, you know, town square where people have conversations, you know, and everyone can read them. And I think there's a lot of value in that. So, you know, I don't think that we would put a whole lot of energy and focus into a chat app, because I don't think that there's, personally, I don't think there's a ton of value there. I do think there's some value in like DMs and being able to message people privately. And I do have a lot of ideas on adding that to the Leo Finance front end and the ability to chat with people. But at the same time, I don't see it as like a huge, huge value add. So the priority on that is definitely not as high as just focusing on making Threads a really good experience. You know, I don't really use Twitter DMs a whole lot. I know that, you know, most people, I mean, unless you're saying something really private, there's no reason why you can't just post a thread and tag someone if you want to have a conversation with them. So I, you know, I definitely would like to keep that activity on chain and on Threads, because that's, you know, where Leo soaks up its value. And it's lately been soaking up a lot of value. That's my thinking on messaging. Definitely something that I think we'll have at some point, but not a huge priority right now.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be a huge priority right now, to be honest. I get the whole idea of bringing some of the Discord chat onto Threads, but there's still a place for Discord. So is there going to be some overlay? Sure. Is there going to be some slippage? Sure. But I feel like for the most part, most of Discord chatter is, I don't know. I just don't even feel like it belongs on Threads. I mean, there's some that does for sure, but there's a whole lot that doesn't.
Yep. We were able to get everything back really quickly. And then, like I said, get everything back better than it was before. You know, I'd say within like 24 hours, I think we had the whole new server set up the way that you guys see it now. And then, you know, obviously stuff has been getting added and modified over the weekend. So yeah, pretty happy with how it turned out in the end.
Probably happier than Coinbase is feeling right now.
Sounds like a good segue. We can come back to some other Leoverse updates, but you know, it's definitely breaking news right now that yesterday the SEC basically filed formal charges against Binance. And then today they're going after Coinbase after Coinbase made it kind of a big deal that they were asking for regulatory clarity on which cryptos are securities, which one, because Coinbase is, you know, in terms of being compliant, Coinbase is like the most compliant crypto company you can imagine. I mean, they are a publicly traded company in the US, which means that they had to jump through hurdles that are, you know, some of the toughest hurdles that a company ever has to jump through in order to just get publicly traded on major, you know, US stock exchanges. Like that alone is, you know, a huge like feat of success in terms of, you know, making your company compliant and, you know, working like collaboratively working with the government, as opposed to, you know, kind of being like a shadow organization, kind of like how Binance, you know, basically operates overseas, but they have a lot of different workarounds that, you know, people in the US can leverage in order to keep using the exchange. You know, Coinbase doesn't do that. They are a compliant company that, that is publicly traded. And you know, I think the market is reacting to, you know, both Binance and Coinbase getting sued pretty negatively. But it's just, you know, it's just crazy to see how, what disconnect there is in the government on all this stuff. Because if Coinbase is this uncompliant, then why were they even listed as a publicly traded company, you know, in the first place?
Yeah, that is the irony of it. I mean, I almost want to be like, you know, it's a good thing that like Brian Armstrong isn't like Elon Musk type attitude, because Elon would literally probably tweeted like, hey, SEC, if we're that out of compliance, then how did we get listed on the stock exchange? your move, you know, hashtag your move. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's really crazy. So I don't know. I don't know how this is all going to shake out. I know that that's like the big question is like, what's going to happen next? And, you know, where is the crypto industry headed from here? You know, will we ever recover? We've seen a lot of FUD like this before. You know, obviously it wasn't really in the US so much, but, you know, in places like China where they, you know, they had all the bans on crypto and stuff like that, and crackdowns, you know, we've kind of been there, done that in a lot of different ways. I think Bitcoin's price is pretty telling. You know, yeah, we, you know, when this news broke, I think what we were sitting at like 27,000 and now we're sitting at 26,000. I mean, we saw, you know, $1,000 dip, you know, we got a low of like 25K. So I don't know. I feel like the Bitcoin price is pretty telling that this is like a negative news event, but it's not like a Armageddon event, because if it was Armageddon, you know, Bitcoin's price would be lower. And, you know, I do believe in, I'm definitely an efficient market theorist. And I believe that, you know, the market is the fastest reaction to any news. You know, that being said, I don't really see this as like a huge, majorly negative event for crypto. I know some people do, but I feel like after being in this industry for like 8 years, you know, been there, done that, seen that, experienced it, and moving on from it pretty quickly. I also think that what the SEC has done lately is, you know, basically completely trash their own credibility. And I think that, you know, going forward, I think there's going to be a pretty big change in the US in terms of what they do and how they align with crypto. It's pretty obvious to anyone who knows anything that crypto is not going anywhere, and it's an emerging asset class, and it's going to be one of the largest asset classes in the world long term. So, you know, I watched a podcast this morning talking about, you know, crypto exchange volume and how trading volume in crypto keeps moving overseas from the US. And the whole thesis of the US is, hey, we're about innovation and capitalism, and you know, innovation is good, and driving good markets ultimately leads to, you know, more tax dollars and, you know, more a basically just a better economy in general, right? And what they've done with crypto is the exact opposite of the thesis in America. And right now we've got kind of an interesting situation where, you know, there's a lot of budget issues, there's a lot of debt, people are worried about printing money and how the US is spending money. And, you know, right now you would think it's the most important time to actually foster innovation and try to profit from it. And I think there's a really unique opportunity, you know, in a lot of different industries for the US to take advantage of that. I think crypto is one of them for sure. I think, you know, AI is another one of them. And, you know, I'm not going to be surprised if there's a big administration change over the next couple of years, and you see the US flip from being, you know, the current stance of anti-crypto to being very pro-crypto. I think that they should focus on getting a handle on, you know, the industry in terms of, you know, understanding the industry, but also in terms of, you know, being a part of the industry and actually like working with companies like Coinbase. And, you know, I think the US has a really unique opportunity to soak up a lot of profits if they were to become like a very pro-crypto, you know, body.
Yep, but that doesn't seem to be happening.
Not yet, but I think soon.
I don't agree, because it still needs to get worse. I think I've used this quote before. Classic 80s Swayze movie, Roadhouse. It'll get worse before it gets better. It still needs to get way worse. The bottom line is, crypto is a threat to the US dollar and the US government's power over the rest of the world. So just as any bully does, When something that quote unquote is threatening, their immediate reaction is to fight it at all costs, whether it's intelligent or not. And that seems to be the play. And at some point, when it's too late, is when they're going to realize, oh shit, we missed an opportunity here. We shouldn't have been fighting this. We should have befriended this. But in the end, what does it matter? Because all the politicians are going to be rich regardless. So what does it matter?
Yeah, so well, they'll just trade on the insider information, right?
I was going to say, so at the end of the day, all you can do is lag trade Nancy Pelosi, because obviously you have to wait 30 days for, you know, the stuff to publicly come available, which I'm surprised that's still out there. I'm surprised they haven't figured out a way to vote that out where they don't even have to report what they're doing. But yeah, it's pretty bad how blatant that is. And like, there's not like any kind of huge uproar over it. You know, obviously people talk about it. They're like, oh, this is ridiculous. But like, at some point, people are going to get fed up and start like literally like the equivalent of like a crowdfund or a class action lawsuit, like in terms of like going after politicians, which will be good because then it won't be sexy to be a politician anymore. And then all these selfish ass people won't want to do it.
It's true.
Stay for the actual good people, you know, the 2 out of every 100 politicians that actually like, you know, are there because they want to actually help their community. Let's not assume that they're all miserable because there are some good people mixed in, but they are fighting a losing battle right now. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's all love. I love everyone. I love you politicians. I love you hackers. Please leave me alone. I am your friend. The cat wants no beef. I'm just going to stay in my little cat cave and try and make a living based off the rules and gameplay you guys create. So I send you nothing but love and prosperity. It is an abundance world. There's enough for everybody.
I like that approach. I like it. Taskmaster said, you're not a real crypto company until the SEC sues you. It's a rite of passage. Pretty much seems that way. They filed like some ridiculous number of lawsuits lately. Looking through some of the questions, but I think we got a couple more quick topics to run through from Eric. There's actually a new post out on the @LeoFinance account less than an hour ago. Talking about notifications. A lot of stuff was added to the UI. Namely, you know, in May, we were focused on bug fixes. And now we've kind of moved beyond that. And yeah, there's still bugs to fix. And, you know, new ones definitely pop up, especially as we add some more features to the UI. But we are now moving into, you know, adding a lot of new features that we've had ready to go. The notifications page is a big one. We've taken a lot of the feedback from the other one and basically been able to build something that's, you know, a lot better. So, you know, there were a couple of issues with the old one. You know, you might have seen that notifications only went back a few hours. You would see your notifications kind of disappear. You wouldn't be able to like mark them as read at all, and they would just kind of stack up, and you know, it might tell you got 10,000 notifications. And then a couple different types of notifications were also missing. And then on top of all that, it was just kind of generally slow and there were some other issues. So what we did was we kind of changed the back end for how notifications are read to the UI. With that, you know, we updated the front end as well. So if you go to notifications now, you'll see that like it goes pretty far back. It loads super fast and you can mark your notifications as read. So if you see a bunch of notifications right now and you want to do it together, click mark as read. And then you can wait a little bit until you get more notifications and like refresh the page. And you'll see that like the old notifications that you had before you hit that button now show under red. And then any new notifications are going to show as unread. So you can kind of mark a stamp in time each day, or, you know, every couple of hours or what, however you want to use that feature. And then you can see like what the newer notifications are. So like, for example, the way I used it this morning was like I replied to a bunch of notifications I had, you know, from the weekend, and then I hit mark as read, and then I waited, you know, an hour or two, and then I had a bunch of more notifications. So then I went back and I was able to easily see that like I had already responded to all my notifications from the weekend, and those were all under the red tab. And then now I was just able to move on to the newer stuff that's unread. So it's definitely nice. It's one of those little usability things. And then the filters have been, you know, a huge help. So you can obviously filter for those votes, replies, mentions, followers, but then you can also search keywords. And I talked about it in that post, but like, you know, if you want to look at what Taskmaster, for example, is replying or commenting or mentioning you, or if he's voting on your posts and stuff because you want to yell at him that he's not, you can now sort for Taskmaster, and then you'll see all your notifications based on just what he's done to you, basically done to your account. That's nice.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super nice. You can also do it based on like keywords in the actual like threads and stuff themselves. So I think the notifications page has really gotten a lot better. You know, one of the next updates is going to be one thing you guys might miss. This is something I miss right now, is that threads were kind of like embedded into the notifications page before, where you could like basically see the thread in the actual, like you could see the upvote reply, all that stuff, like in the actual notifications page. And right now it just basically says commented on your thread and you have to actually click on it to get to the thread. We had a little bit of an issue with adding that to the new notifications page, but we're trying to work on making it compatible again. So in the Sooniverse, you'll see that feature comes back. And I just saw Alok Kumar drop a message that this needs some work. So what he's showing is the markdown. So some people use markdown formatting in their posts, especially when they use other UIs. Essentially what you're seeing there is that this person that posted it is posting using markdown, and then our UI is just reading off that markdown. It's not formatting it. It's just reading the raw markdown. So yeah, we are going to work on that and make it so that it reads the, you know, the more finalized product rather than the raw code, especially in those posts. So you'll notice that that's mostly for long form posts that people put out. So another thing we added was the edit and delete buttons on threads. So if you hit the three dots now after you post a thread, you'll be able to see that you can like edit, you can copy the link, downvote, rethread, edit, or delete. Rethread is something that we haven't launched yet on the back end, but it is coming in the Sooniverse. You'll be able to, essentially the same thing as retweeting, you'll be able to rethread. That's a huge back end update though. So front end is ready, back end needs a little work. So if you, and just keep this in mind, you know, all this stuff is built on the Hive blockchain, right? So if you edit a thread or delete a thread, that original text that you posted still lives on the blockchain. And if someone goes to the block explorers for Hive, they can read the history of that. And that's like, you know, the double-edged sword of blockchain. It's amazing because it means that we're, you know, resistant to censorship. And, you know, even if you got banned on a UI or your account got deleted, or like your like keys got lost, or, you know, someone went through your account and hacked you and like deleted all your threads from the front end, on the back end, the blockchain still has all the original data. So I think that's pretty cool in general that like, yeah, you can edit your threads and stuff, but then, you know, back end wise, it's still all available on chain. We've talked in the past about having like freemium models for a lot of these features like editing, and, you know, it's not live yet, but we just want to push the edit button out there so that people could play around with it. But it's definitely possible that in the Sooniverse, there's going to be a set of freemium features where if you are, you know, if you're under a certain Leo power threshold, you won't have access to things like edit and other stuff. Like it'll show it on the UI, but when you hover over it, it'll be gray and it'll tell you that you need, you know, let's say that you've got, and don't hold me to these Leo power amounts because I'm just, you know, making them up. But if you have like, let's say you've got 150 Leo power and the threshold is 5,000 Leo power to be able to use the edit button, it's going to, you hover over it, it'll be gray. It'll say you need 4,850 more Leo power before you can use the edit button. So stuff like that is definitely coming. It's kind of like a utility case for holding Leo power on the UI. And then obviously a lot of the NFT stuff will play a big role in that. But yeah, you guys can go play with those buttons. We added them last week and they're working right now. I know we had a couple of bug fixes to push out for them. What else do we got? Image uploading from, you know, whether you're on mobile or anything else has been working really well. The last thing we need to fix is Hive Signer. I don't think it's working still. There's some compatibility issues with that, but if you log, it's login method based. It's a login method issue. So if you're using Hive Signer, then you know, you might have some issues, but if you're using anything else, then you're totally fine. Yeah, that's pretty much what's been pushed out. I know the long form editor was pushed out almost 2 weeks ago now, but I think a lot of people have yet to use it just because they were scared off by the old one. So I really like it. We took all of your feedback and we tried to build the best editor possible. So if you hit the publish button, you'll see the long form content editor. And I think it works great. I haven't had any issues with lost drafts. That being said, if you're worried about losing a draft, I would highly recommend saving it in another, you know, note file or something. But I haven't lost any. And, you know, we definitely made the right and left views a lot better. We took in a lot of feedback about that. The next major feature release is going to be the new articles page. So you might have noticed we changed the explore page name to articles. And I think that much more accurately describes what's on that page. A lot of people thought that long form wasn't even on the UI. But the articles page is a very roughed in version of long form. And the new long form page looks incredible. I think you guys are going to really like it. I shared a teaser on Threads over the weekend showing it. It works really nice and smooth and fast. And it definitely makes it easier to find content. So I think it's like a 10x improvement over what we even had on the old UI in terms of long form content. So now that we have this baked into Threads and Leo Finance on the new UI, I think it's going to make a lot more people start to use the UI more heavily. I know a lot of people have been kind of flipping back and forth between like other Hive UIs and Leo Finance because the long form experience isn't up to par yet.
I would never do such a thing ever.
So yeah,
definitely not.
I think a lot of people have definitely been disappointed with the long form stuff, but you know, I've said this multiple times that this is just roughed in. Like the focus was to get the Threads experience like fully ironed out before we moved on to getting to the long form stuff. So long form is getting a huge update. I'm pretty confident we're going to have it out by Friday. So definitely stay tuned for that. I think it's gonna be the final nail in the coffin to get you guys using Leo Finance for both long and short form. So we also snuck in an update about showing the Hive payouts. That was a huge ask from a lot of different people. I know ThreeSpeak mentioned it in one of their live podcasts, you know, to see the Hive payouts next to the Leo ones. So now you can see, you know, if your content earns, you know, Hive upvotes and Leo upvotes, you'll see, you know, the full payout on all that stuff. So it definitely makes it look more rewarding to post content. Like I'm looking at one of the top posts of the day on Leo Finance, and it's earning $69 actually. It's one of a Nomad Souls posts. And that is, he's earning 96 Leo and 64 Hive rewards, which is paid out obviously 50-50 Hive and HBD. So it definitely looks like it's more rewarding to post, and it's not like a fake metric. It's just that we're showing the Hive rewards alongside the Leo ones. I know that confused a few people when it first went live.
Actually, yeah, I'm curious about that, because when I'm looking at it, I feel like I'm like, all right, I know the price of Leo has gone up a little bit, but I feel like the payouts all have substantially higher numbers. And I'm like, all right, is that because the coin went up? Or so like when you look at, let's say you look at, you know, even your long form post, it's got the number. And when you hover over it, it shows the amount of Leo and then it shows the amount of HBD. Now, that total number, is that made up just from the value of Leo and the value of HBD, or does that also have Hive included?
Right. So break it down into two parts, right? The first part is that it's showing you the Leo. So I'm looking at Eric's right now. He's making $69. And it, when you hover over it, it says 96.63 Leo. So he's making 96.63 Leo, which at the current price is, on air math, 96 times 0.06 is $5.76 that he's making from Leo. So that 576 is a part of the $69. So the rest of it, which is like $62, is coming from the Hive rewards. And if you hover over, it says 64 HBD. And if you look at other UIs like Peak D, they actually have one thing and it says Hive rewards, right? So if you look at the same post on Peak D, you'll see that the payout says 64.06, right? So it's the same amount as what it says on Leo Finance when you see the HBD number. So it says 64.06 Hive rewards 50, and then in parentheses, it says 50-50. So the way that Hive rewards work is that you're actually getting a full amount, which is the 64, but then it pays you half of that as HBD and half of that as Hive. So you're getting $64 on that post, but 32 of it is HBD. And then $32 worth of Hive is the other part of that, right? And that depends on the Hive price. The amount of Hive you get for that depends completely on the Hive price. So like you're getting $32 worth of Hive. And if the Hive price is 32 cents, you're getting 32 divided by 0.32. You're getting 100 Hive. So you're getting 100 Hive for that post at plus 32 HBD. But on our UI, we just show 64 HBD. I think we're going to change that because you're not actually getting 64 HBD. You're getting 64 HBD worth of rewards. Rather than saying that, which is actually what other UIs say, I think we're going to say you're getting 64 Hive rewards. And then we might put parentheses 50-50, kind of like other UIs. So we'll see. We'll see. It's not lying. Like I think some people were saying that it's like lying about how much you're earning because it was saying 64 HBD, but that's exactly what it shows on other UIs. You're making 64 HBD worth of rewards and 50% of that is Hive, 50% is HBD.
Yeah. It's probably better if you just put like an example, 64 like Hive rewards.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know. Cause you got to figure out, obviously can't be like a ton of text.
Right. And another idea I had was,
but no, it is confusing because until you just explained it, like that's why I was asking. I'm just like looking at it. I'm like, I'm getting that much HBD. So now it makes sense. Like,
You're getting half of that as HBD. Yep. But another idea I have is that when you hover over it, like taking Eric's post as an example, still, if I hover over it right now, it says 96.6 Leo and 64.06 HBD. Another idea I have is to actually give you, but this is like an extra calculation for us to do. Other UIs don't even have this, but I think this is like the ideal end user experience, which we'll probably do at some point, which is when you hover over it, it would say 96.6 Leo, 32 HBD and 100 Hive, which is the actual amount that's going to get paid out because it's doing the calculation for you. I think we'll probably add that at some point. I don't know when yet. Just because it adds up a whole other layer of calculation for us.
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
But then it tells you more legit.
That'll be sweet, but I don't know if it's 100% necessary. I just think, you know, it's saying HBD is a little confusing / misleading. So even if you just change it to like Hive rewards.
Yeah.
And then at that point, like that's enough. It's not really on, you know, it's not on Leo Finance to detail what that means.
Right. So. And that's why other Hive UIs haven't done it. It's just because it's kind of a lot of work.
Yeah. Honestly, I think even if you just switch it from saying HBD to Hive rewards.
Yeah, that might be.
Then it's like, all right, that's my Hive rewards. And it's like, and then people, you know, will wonder, all right, you know, well, what does that mean? Is that like my Hive and my HBD? And then most likely, and then anyone that goes and does the math, do the maths, then they're like, oh yeah, it's both. Or they'll just ask someone on Threads and it will cause more Threads to happen. Well, onward and upward, and here's to the price of Leo mooning soon.
Yep, we're already 2x. We're at 6 cents as of today.
There you go.
While I keep saying, I think
crypto market languishes.
Literally, yeah. I mean, the whole crypto market's been going down, and Leo's been going up. So I'm pretty confident we're going to see 10 cents this month, maybe even more, and then $1 by the end of the year. So yeah, we'll keep grinding away.
That would be sick. No doubt.
Sweet.
All right. Next Tuesday is the 13th.
Lucky 13. We will
see you all there. And in the meantime, may your threads be active and your payments be plentiful.
See you guys next week.
Peace out.